All right, it's KX93.5's KX Takeover. This is the day that we give the airwaves to members of the community, and they play and say and do whatever they want, all trying to raise money for our nonprofit independent radio station. We're joined by our friends from the best local bar in town, Marine Room Tavern. Brittany, Robbie, Nicole are here. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
What's up?
All right, guys. And you had a big weekend over the weekend that we're going to talk about. We have to talk about.
Yes, yeah. We will.
And I know, do you have some songs that you're thinking about lining up over there as we get them ready? We don't have to play them yet, but just tease the hour for the people.
I got a couple songs.
You got a couple? That's yeah. All you're going to say right now?
Yeah. No,
you're just going to leave it really mysterious?
Keeping it aloof, yeah.
All right, cool. So would you like to say something about our local station and why people should support?
Well, they should support because this is Laguna's only station, and they donate a lot of their time and keep music going for us and keep our spirits high within the town. So,
and you know, I think it's a community thing too. You know, this town is. I grew up here. I've many memories here, and having a station like this in town is just really special. And it's all about the community, and I think that's. That's going to be a good day for you guys today.
Well said, Robbie. Yeah, we've raised a lot of money today. People have done really well. So let's keep the calls going. Whether or not you're friends of the people at the Marina Room, you can still call 949-715-5936 and make a contribution for KX Takeover. You get different swag and prizes for different levels of donations, and you can also be a sustaining member of the station. So call us at 715-KXFM, and we'll get all your info for that. We're going to play a couple more songs in our playlist, then we're going to switch over to whatever you got up your sleeve, okay, Nicole?
Okay.
All right, just making sure you're ready.
Thank you.
KX93.5, today is KX Takeover, where members of the community come on the air, do their own shows for an hour, playing whatever they want, raising money for our independent nonprofit station. Brittany and Nicole from Marine Room Tavern are in studio. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Robbie just stepped out, but I'm sure he'll be back. So I'm just going to let you take it away and tell the story with as many details as you want on what on earth happened on Saturday night at Marine Room.
Well, as the town is talking, Justin Bieber did make an appearance at Marine Room. We did not ask him to do a performance. He wanted to do it. Right, Nicole?
That's right. He just hopped up on stage and sang two songs.
Most of us did not know, actually, it was him because he had his beanie and his hoodie up, so he was very much incognito. So it was a surprise for the town of Laguna, for sure. We definitely want to give more details, but since we're here raising money for the radio station, we're going to spin this a little bit on you guys. So we'll give you guys the details, but you guys are going to have to donate. So if you want to call in and ask questions, you know, like, Robbie, you want to know the details?
Oh, yeah.
I may donate to on my own radio station just to find out what's happening. So where can people call in, Brittany?
They can call in 949-715-5936 and ask us anything they want to ask us about Justin Bieber.
Oh, my gosh.
Nicole, I need to know your phone password.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's 7070.
I got it.
Perfect.
So what's the first song we're going to play then in honor of the Biebs?
Oh, the Biebs.
We're going to play the song that he sang for us.
It never ends.
He sang it to us.
It was
in
beautiful.
The eyes, everything.
Deep into our soul.
Oh, great.
Why couldn't it be Christopher Walken that walked in the water? Someone that I would really like to see.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
It's KX Takeover. Marine Room Tavern is in studio. Again, 715-KX-FM is where you can call to donate. They want to play Justin Bieber. This will be the first and last time on our radio station it's been done.
Stop.
Here you go.
But I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot. Have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on.
I just want to ask a couple questions about what happened. Can I just ask a couple questions?
Not unless you donate. Okay,
yes and no questions.
I'll donate $50.
Okay, yes and they're only yes and no.
Okay, I'm donating
$50 for the first question.
Just, no, $50 per answer.
Just to find out what happened with Justin Bieber at the Marine Room. Yeah. The band that was on stage.
Yes.
They weren't prepared for this at all.
Not at all.
But they happened to know some Justin Bieber songs.
It was actually unreal how it all panned out. It was the perfect band on the perfect night.
It really was.
Yeah. It couldn't have played out better, to be honest. It was actually Josh Liberio from The Voice.
Yeah. Okay. And his band knew the song.
Yeah, they knew it. Justin walked around and he actually whispered to each, you know, band member for like 2 seconds, and then he came back after he sang Drake's Hotline Bling and sang Sorry to everybody, and everyone in the bar from the front all the way rushed to the back of the bar.
Because they heard him. They knew it was him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was a sea of cell phones.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, seriously.
I stood on the bar to take video.
And it was cool because, you know, no one actually knew that it was Justin for a while, you know?
Even when he was on stage?
No. Yeah. When he was on stage and he said, "What's up, Laguna?" Mm-hmm. Everybody knew it was him. But he was in the bar for a good, like, 30 minutes drinking. Yeah.
We didn't
taking
know.
Shots
Nobody
of Jack
knew.
Daniels.
Nobody knew.
Dancing with Me. No comment.
No,
but,
I heard.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you did hear.
Okay, you have to donate for that. Come on now.
I think we're up to like $100 donation right now for those deeds, but yes.
Well, it was a monumentous news item in Laguna.
It was great for Laguna.
Small town living. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, well, anywhere you live in the world, if Justin Bieber shows
Bieber,
up in your hometown bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Kind of a big deal.
Well, the folks from Marine Room Tavern are in studio, Brittany, Robbie, and Nicole. And again, we're raising money for our nonprofit station today as part of KX Takeover. So hopefully we got a couple people that are going to call in. Any shout-outs, any people you want to mention who ought to pick up the phone?
Yes, we do want to mention Killer Keller. We know you're listening out there. Pick up the phone. Call in. This next song is actually dedicated to you.
Because you love the Beastie Boys so much.
Jersey Boy.
All right, you want to hear Springsteen or the Beastie Boys?
Oh, Beastie Boys. Oh.
Or right, Killer Keller.
This is Killer Keller. This is straight to him.
Give the phone number, please.
949-715-5936.
Call and donate.
KX 93.5.
Oh, we're great.
Yeah. tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. Today is KX Takeover Day, and that means that members of the community are here taking over the airwaves and making a mess of the place and generally getting in the way of us all.
And just sitting here and, like, not knowing what the heck you're doing.
Listen, it's great. Fun. This is great. People from the Marine Room are here. Would you like to say hello and introduce everybody yourselves?
Yes, Brittany Ryan, general manager.
Rob Boyd, hanger on.
Come on, Robbie. Everybody knows who
Nicole
you are.
Nicole Lee, sidekick.
Nicole, Robbie.
That's and, right, girl.
That's right. And Brittany here. So from the Marine Room. Very nice. And you've had a provincial experience, haven't you all?
Oh, yes, we have.
met somebody famous.
We did.
And you all got very up, you got really freeze out. Now you made out with him.
Oh.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
No, that was not the plan. We were supposed to save the deets for people to donate money.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to me with Peter Gabriel. Yeah, a long time ago. I met him. It's the same exactly, because the story is that you went outside and had a cigarette and wound up kissing this guy. And I had the same thing. Peter Gabe went out for a fag with him, and before
spoiler,
you know,
alert.
We were inside being fags. Can
before
I say that on the air?
You know it.
Probably not. It's KX 93.5. It's KX Takeover. And the point is that you guys are here to try and raise money for the radio station.
Yeah.
We want
our friends to call in. Nicole, what's that number again? What is it?
You can call and donate at 949-715-5936.
You guys are pros. You don't need me.
The thing is, we want the people to call in. We want to give them more details about Justin Bieber's appearance at Marine Room Tavern on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Or just really great stories about, you know,
or we can talk about how awesome Marine Room is.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing we can
talk
about.
How much it's changed.
Yeah. Exactly.
How that we have over 200 whiskeys.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that, girl. But yes, Bieber, he did kiss me. For everybody in Laguna, I will admit it.
Kissed by the beach. You'll never wash your face again.
No, definitely wash my face. I'm a little concerned, but, you know.
Listen, I've got a good doctor I can take you to after the show. We'll make sure that you're all right, because you never know what you might get. Listen, you don't know what you're going to get off these microphones.
Well, isn't
don't
he get dating too close. That Kardashian girl, too?
I know. What's up with that? I think... Well, I was told.
Hey, you're like
a Kardashian.
Bobby, do not even start with that. No, yes, I did hear that he was dating the Kardashians. Actually, two of them, right, Nicole? Kendall and...
Courtney. The oldest and one of the youngest.
And yeah.
Go Biebs.
I know, go Biebs. He takes what he wants.
I'm just shocked that there are people in Laguna that care about this stuff.
They do. I was in Starbucks the other day, and I was just standing there waiting for my drink, and all I heard was people talking about, did you hear Justin Bieber was at Marine Room?
Oh,
my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, I should not even chime
did
in
you know?
Right
did
now.
You know that night when he was in there, listen to this. You're going to love this.
Go on.
Somebody in his entourage must have posted something because the phone started ringing and it started getting real busy. And I was on this, I answered the phone and it was this girl from Indiana or something and telling me that her whole life goal was to meet Justin Bieber and she just wanted to talk to him.
And I
told her, I'm sorry, I can't accompany her with that. And I hung up. And the phone would not stop ringing.
So I answered it. Big mistake.
Nicole.
I answered the phone. And she's yelling at me, telling me that I need to tell her where Justin's staying and blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, I don't know what to do.
The phone calls actually trailed in, you know, the next day.
I'm not surprised.
We had women calling.
Yes.
Asking. So to mess
they
with
want
them,
to sit
I'm
on his seat. You should have a seat with a Justin Bieber chair.
No.
So Justin Bieber sat here.
Yeah.
They've got, you know what they've got down in the El Adobe in San Clemente? They've got a chair that was Richard Nixon's chair, and it's got a plaque on it. They've got a Dennis Rodman seat at the Dirty Bird, but they don't tell you which one it is.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, he used to always come
in. I thought
he
was a Newport. Oh,
yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, but he always
Dennis
used to come
Rodman.
To the Dirty Bird. Mm-hmm. And I saw Paul Sorvino at Hotel Laguna one night. So this town, you know, some big stars.
They come through.
Definitely a magnet.
Yeah. And I never recognize
for sure. Little breakaway.
It's a magnet for these people. Well, I think it's great. You had old Beeb in the thing and good for you.
Oh, it's really.
And if it's home of the Beeb, if that's what you're going to be.
No.
Home of the Beeb. That's what you're going to sell yourselves as. Fine. I think you know what? That's what happens to towns when somebody like does a TV show or becomes famous for a famous visitor. They can make a lot of money out of it. There's places in Florida that do the whole, you know, some lot literary figures and whatnot. I think you could probably dine out on this for a while. Why not?
Hopefully.
Home of the Beeb.
Home of the Beeb.
Doesn't that mean then we'd have to play that kind of music all the time?
Robbie's been at the Marine Room since before the transition.
Yeah.
How are you holding up, dude?
Yeah.
25 years.
It's doing all right?
I like local tradition.
He does. He's good. You're a link. You're a linchpin, and you're a link to the past and to the traditional people of Laguna. That's not a bad thing for the Marine Room to retain to some degree.
Thanks. Yeah. It's you know.
Robbie's a staple. He's a staple. He's the man. He's an icon. He can't come out on the street 2 seconds. People are driving by. Hey, Robbie. Yeah.
Right. More people.
Robbie,
know.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I'm prepared to say that more people know about Robbie in Laguna Beach than Justin Bieber by many percentage points.
The bearded barkeep is what we call him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check out his Instagram. He's got it going on.
And now friend of the Beeb. So we should say again, it's KX Takeover. Lagoonans take over the airwaves. Oh, somebody's calling you.
Uh-oh.
And you think, I tried to turn it off a minute ago, this phone,
I'm
but
scared.
It's I didn't know your passcode.
I thought that was a radio phone.
No.
Hey.
So it's not Beeb, is it?
Actually, is it, Brittany?
Is it the Beeb calling for you?
It is not the Beeb.
I miss you, baby.
It is not the Beeb.
Is it too late to say sorry?
Don't start calling me Mrs. Beaver, please. Please do not.
You know what? He kissed you and then he ran away. That's not nice, is it?
No.
That's really bad.
That's
you
something
know.
He would do,
it
though,
was
right?
A shocker.
A lesser woman
dancing,
would be.
We were just having a good time, and all of a sudden, he just wanted to come in for the kill.
Did he?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. He,
really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could have, if you'd wanted, do you reckon you could have, slept with the Beeb?
I'm sure, but not my vibe.
No?
No,
not your thing.
Not going to happen.
You're a good
gonna
girl.
Happen.
Good
not going to happen. Not going to happen. All business around here.
Right, so maybe for cash then, if you'd offer.
It'd kind of be like going on a date with.
Never. No.
That lacy shirt says otherwise, Brittany.
I don't think my husband would like that too much, actually.
Depends how much. There's a movie about that, you know.
No, I don't think he'd like that too much.
Couple of bill? Why not?
I don't think he'd like that.
I'd have to call my wife and say, listen, love,
some
Kim Kardashian's here and she's offering me a couple of million bucks. What do you think? I promised to shower afterwards. It's the Marine Room Tavern. These people are here as part of KX Takeover. The Lagoonans taking over the airwaves. It's really fun. It's lovely to have you here in the studio.
Let's hear a song.
We'll hear a song. We'll encourage people to call the number.
Yes, please call in.
Yeah, call in and talk to us.
What's the number?
949-715-5936. Let's do
is
it.
Is that right? Is that correct,
that is
Nicole?
Correct.
Yeah. Did you see how fast I did that?
That was good.
Yeah, you had it memorized already. Wow. Look at you, girl.
I'm saying you don't need me. You know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, we're on
so
it.
So we got a record here. It's one of Robbie's choices, unfortunately. We're done.
Oh,
with,
thanks.
No. I mean, unfortunately, we're done with the Beeb now. We're not playing more Beeb.
Oh.
So here's the band
in
Atlantic City. It's KX93.5.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. And they blew up his house, too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday he comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, I got a job and I put my money away, but I got to no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us 2 tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in a now our luck may have died
KX93.5.
That's not just any band, that's the band in Atlantic City on KX93.5 as part of KX Takeover. The two ladies and gentlemen of the bar are here from the Marine Room Tavern. Nicole's here and a bunch of people, actually. Brittany and Robbie. So there you go. Forgot your names for a second.
Nicole.
There. Came back, yeah.
I'm the most important anyway, so yeah. I got you
Nicole.
Remember my name.
Do you know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. I was trying to remember your name, and I finally came into my head, finally, because you and I don't know each other that well, but I just was finally Nicole, and it knocked out the other two who I've known for a while.
Good.
A bit odd how the brain works.
As it should be.
Yeah. We should do a whole show about neurology. So, Marine Room Tavern here. We know a lot about it, don't we? KX Takeover. Laguna's take the airwaves today. In order to raise money for the radio station, which of course is a non-profit.
Yeah, let's get some calls, let's get some donations.
We'd like some calls. It's 949-715-5936.
Yeah, hey, Willie, call us.
Listen, the staff of the Marine Room are all donating $50 this week. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to take it out of their wages.
Yep. So every single employee's paycheck.
Tips.
So they should just call in. You may as well call in. You're losing the money. In fact, if you don't call in, if you call in, you donate $50. You don't call in, you donate $100.
That's right. So
that's how it's going to work here. Yeah. If the staff of the Marine Room are the phone started ringing. No, it hasn't. Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so what else have you got coming up at the Marine Room? Who's playing this weekend?
Robbie,
let's see.
That's your department.
Thursday night, we have J.J. Smith and the Helm.
The Helm?
Yeah.
I love
that's
it. Great name for a band.
I'm actually going to be playing in
J.J.
that band.
J.J. Smith at the Helm.
Shameless. Yeah.
And who is at the Helm? J.J. Smith, I'm...
J.J. Smith and Morgan Burrell, me on the drums.
Brilliant.
And a buddy of ours named Andrew on bass.
Are you going to play? Is it going to be like a jam band kind of thing, or what's kind of music?
Kind of. You know, he has some originals, and you know, do a lot of Grateful Dead and the band.
Yeah.
You know, just neat, good old songs, and so we're playing the Coach House on Sunday.
So cool.
It'll be fun, yeah.
You guys should come in here and do a live set.
Yeah.
One of these days. Why don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a lot of live music here on KX93.5. The phone is ringing.
Yay.
All right.
So there's a couple of buttons I have to press here in order to get this person on the line. But it can be done. Put headphones on, otherwise you won't hear. Yeah.
Oh.
And let's see if I can make this work.
Oh, these are two.
It's KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Who's calling?
This is Willie Ames.
Mr. Willie Ames is on the phone. It's nice to talk to you, Willie. We've never talked, but I'm a big fan of yours. And
I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, well, thank you, mate. It's very nice to hear you. You're usually working nights on which I'm working, so we never get to actually see each other, but it's very, very nice. I heard you on James Pribram's show recently.
Correct, yes.
Yes, so that's very nice. Thanks for calling in. You should talk to these guys because it's their
Willie.
Show.
What are you doing, buddy?
I wanted to make a donation.
I can't hear you because my headphones aren't working.
He says he wants to make a donation.
Oh, yeah.
It's so loud, Robbie, please.
Oh, geez.
I'd like to donate the paycheck I didn't receive last night.
No.
Presumably you played at the Marine Room last night,
yeah,
I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's great. You got to go see him.
So, Willie, it's like that then, huh?
I love you, Willie. You're the best.
But other than that, it's a great show you guys are having. So, thanks for the entertainment.
Way to throw us under the bus. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
What a guy. Willie, will you stay on the line a minute, mate, and I'll take your details, as they say. You're an inside leg measurement and all that. And we'll play a record of Monsters and Men, Wolves Without Teeth. It's KX93.5. KX Takeover with the Marine Room people here.
You.
I'm giving you up, I'm giving you up. Swallow my breath and take what is mine. I'm giving you up, I'm giving you up. I'll be the blood if you'll be the bones. I'm giving you up, I'm giving you up. So lift up my body and lose all control.
perfectly strange. You run in my veins. How can I keep you inside my lungs? I breathe what is yours. You breathe what is mine.
You hop like a hummingbird.
KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Wherever you are in the world, you're with us right now here. If you can hear my voice, good luck to you. KX Takeover's happening today. Laguna's people take over the airwaves here at the radio station.
Community takes over.
It's insanity. Bloody amateurs everywhere.
Yep.
It's great fun, though, and people are raising money, and we just got $50 from Willie Ames. That was
nice,
very
Willie.
Nice of him.
Yay, thank you,
you
Willie.
You guys should speak, and I'll go away, I think.
Yeah?
Well, it's hard for me to shut up, but I'll do my best.
I know. But you know what? This is great. Yeah. I love this station, you know. It's a everybody needs to call in and get some money, because you get a lot of local live musicians that come in here and play for y'all. They do a lot of great concerts in town. They really support this town, and we need to rally, and we need to get some money going for these guys.
I agree.
Because we cannot lose any more substance in this town. So if you're listening and you can hear us, give us a call. Come on now.
Nicely put. I like that. We can't lose any more substance in this town.
No.
The people that are really trying to make things happen and be organized and do things that are entertaining and different and cool and maybe a little less provincial. Then we're trying to do those things.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing that, definitely.
And, you know, we've lost a few great old businesses in town, you know, just from retirement, you know.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, Fong Imports is gone.
Fong Imports?
Scandia Bakery.
The Scandia Bakery
yeah.
gone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's depressing. Yeah. Very.
That was a kid, you know.
That was a very good croissant in there.
Oh, great.
You yeah. know, and you know me. I'm
buttery
very,
and flaky.
No, it was very good. It was almost like European style.
Yeah. So let's not lose thing. Any more cool stuff. Let's
oh, no. Right. We should have kept that open. I would have totally done a campaign
yeah.
to keep Scandia open.
Well, yeah. I think what happened was, you know, she had reached, I think, 70, and now she's ready to retire. So.
Is that what it was, retirement?
Yeah.
What's going to go in there now, though?
I don't know.
Oh, not as
restaurant?
Gonna,
Restaurant Row.
Really? You think? I hope it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a restaurant.
I hope it's not Banana Republic or something.
Banana Republic.
Depressing, wouldn't it?
We had a Banana Republic here, didn't we?
I don't know.
I
think that's what they call the farmer's market on the weekend, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Up there, we call it Banana Republic.
Oh, God.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much.
That was
thank
good.
You very much. I'm here all day. The Meridian Room people are here for part of KX Takeover on KX 93.5. We should thank our lunch sponsor, Tortilla Republic, who came in today and gave us empanadas.
Thank you.
It was very nice, beautiful, very good. And Heidelberg's, who came in earlier on, with croissant.
Oh, croissant.
Oh. Le croissant.
Speaking of.
Yeah, very good. I like the ham and cheese croissant. Very popular choice. So what else is happening this weekend at the Marine Room?
On Saturday, we have the West Coast Strays playing. Robbie, you're in that band too, right?
No, I'm not in that.
Robbie, you in every band?
I do have friends there.
Are you like the Bob Hawkins? He's in every band. But, Bob Hawkins from the Missiles, he was in every band.
If I can play, I will. And, you know, it helps me get better.
He's being modest. He's in every band.
No, I'm not.
You know what? I don't blame you. I don't blame you because you get paid for being behind the bar and then you get paid for being in the band.
Yeah. And I get paid when I get play music, I get paid all kinds of ways.
You get paid, Robbie, to do what you love.
But, you know, it's what keeps me going.
Connection, appreciation. Yeah.
Nicole and I drive him absolutely crazy, but he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it. It's like the odd one out. It's like the odd.
Him to the salon after this.
He needs a beard trim. Really?
Not
yeah.
Today.
They drag you off to the salon.
Well,
we
do.
We'll save
like
that
this
for the reality.
Yeah, we make
show.
The calls. So
Robbie's got the big old ZZ Top beard.
It needs to be taken care of.
I'm not a hipster, and I'm not going to be shaving my beard.
It's not a hipster thing.
It's not a hipster thing.
You just got to, you know, it'll get you all the ladies.
Anyway.
You're not a hipster, and do you actually hate hipsters?
No, absolutely
not. You don't? You're not a hater?
No, I love everybody, man.
Because I'm a little bit.
You know, I don't hate.
What is a hipster, though?
I don't know.
What
would be your definition of a hipster?
Okay, well,
when I say hipster, I meant, you know,
you know,
there's a lot of beards around.
What do they smell like?
And when they're too coiffed, that's more hipster style.
Yeah, I think that, you know.
I need a little roughness on.
I can tell an authentic beard.
Is that why you don't
beard.
Shave your beard?
Yeah,
that's an authentic.
There's like a guy
beard.
With a beard. That's me.
Right.
And then there's like the guys that want to have a beard for fashion or whatever. But you know, and they all look great. I love it. Beards are great.
Very trendy though, beards now. And I've had a beard for a long time. I think I may have been the first guy ever to have a beard.
Yeah.
I think I might
Did
have
you
been.
Start the trend?
I had a beard before anybody else had
before
a beard.
Before hair started growing on human faces.
Yeah, definitely. When I was surrounded by a Neanderthal and saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you see walking down the street and you see a guy with a nice beard, you just give the nod, you know? It's like,
yeah, but
hey.
Yours would be even nicer
it's like,
if you
know,
cut it.
It's like if you drive a Prius, you drive down the road, you see a Prius, you know?
Like you've got some shared
yeah, it's like
cultural
you got
background.
A connection, you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's funny. Do you know what? I used to have dreadlocks for years. I had dreadlocks back when I was in my late 20s. Maybe 7 years, I had big dreadlocks. Yeah.
Were you the first person ever to have dreadlocks?
No, I wouldn't claim that. But I wouldn't claim that because the Yardies will come and get me. But I would be in London, like, walking around with the dreadlocks, and real Rastafarians would go, one love. And they didn't know that I was just a poser. I was a total poser. I wasn't a Rastafarian.
That's great.
Yeah, but still, you had the dreads.
It was trendy.
So even when you see a hipster guy with a beard, do you give him a nod too?
Well, you know,
I thought you hated them.
It's just kind of, no, I don't hate anything. I just got saying that.
I wish we'd started this conversation earlier on.
Yeah,
it's time
for
you to go.
Yeah,
I'm afraid. But it's been so nice to have you. We got to know each other a bit and hung out and just had a laugh on the radio. It's brilliant,
it.
Isn't it?
It's fun.
Isn't it great? That's what this station is all about. Having a laugh, playing music and being lagoonery.
And letting us Cretans in here and you know, just talk about whatever comes out of our head.
I'm not a Cretan.
You open your mouth and you say words. That's how you do it. That's how radio works.
And hope it comes out okay.
Yeah. It's KX Takeover. Lagoonans take to the airwaves today. And we just had an hour of the Marine Room and how nice it was and how fun.
Thanks.
Of course, Bieber was there. We should mention that again
The
other day there. And this is going to be the home of the Beeb now.
Yeah.
You got a nice picture of him on the wall?
No, but it's all over the internet.
I bet it is.
I say you do put one of him in one of those frames. Bieber. Yeah.
Bieber.
Oh, no, you're going to go
an
in
inside
a frame
joke
before
Bieber. But, you know? Come on.
Could All be, right. actually. Could be. Look, you've got... we had Willie Ames called in, and he donated $50, and that was nice of him. Let's play a track from him to play us out.
What are we going
to
do, Night Owl?
And what am I looking at here, Brittany?
Well, I just made a post on my Instagram to have everybody call in and donate to us.
Thank you so much for doing
if
that.
If we get some calls in, they may be requesting...
Uh-oh.
I'm sure
oh,
will.
Gosh. Oh, here she goes.
I know that Justin Bieber's looking for you right now.
No.
He's very excited. He just can't. He's missing you bad. All right, Willie Ames on the radio right now. Thank you to the Marine Room for coming in for KX.
Thank you for having us.
It's been absolutely fabulous having you here. and you can come back any time you want.
Thanks,
Bonnie. And Bonnie.
Brittany and I are
going to
come back.
And thank you, KX93.5.
Brittany and I are going to come back all the time.
Thank you.
Pass across the Mufalena.